All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, February 17th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends and tennis action get underway this morning. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Quick note, no office hours tomorrow on Wednesday. We will have office hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, however. So no office hours on Wednesday, the 18th. All right. As far as questions go, we did have a couple questions come into the queue. So we will start there and then kind of see where things go. First one said, still no sports. Any hints at big projects the team is working on? So I could say that, you know, I don't think there are any flashy kind of shiny new toy type projects in the work that I'm aware of. I think the team is mainly focused right now on just app reliability and stability. And we're still pushing updates. We're still doing things, but it is a lot more, I would say, technical and kind of behind the scenes, kind of on the back end. So that's what the team has been focused on here at the moment. But if I get word of any shiny new toys or features on the horizon, I might end up teasing them a little bit. So we shall see. All right, second question, how do you guys go about building your field lineups? This is a really good question. So if you go into SaberSim and you click the My Own Gear icon, you see all these different ownership options, right? Hey, what do all these mean, right? How do all these work? So what we did is we did a big backtesting project where we looked at how players are rostered in different contests in the DFS lobby. So effectively, what we wanted to do is like, hey, you know, we think that ownership is probably a little bit different between like low stakes, between like medium stakes, and between like high stakes, right? We kind of set out with this idea to create three types of ownership for the varying stakes, right? Well, as we like dove into this project, what we learned was that there were a lot more differences even between the stakes based on how many entries you could put in the contest. So we figured out that we needed to expand these categories even further, which is how we came to the point of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 ownership buckets. So we set out to make three and we ended up making 12. And the way we have broken them down, you can actually see this in case nobody knows where to find this. If you go to the contest tab and you click custom contest, this information symbol in the field lineups gives you a pop-up basically describing how we have categorized the varying stake options. So low stakes for us is $4 and under. Flagship is $4.01 to $30. Medium stakes is $30.01 to $99.99. And then high stakes is $100 or more. So when you come in here and you look at the, you know, what is flagship, high stakes, low stakes, medium stakes, you can always go and reference that to understand, you know, what contests are falling in which bucket and why. The default fields that are shown here are basically saying, hey, this contest belongs to this bucket. So beyond the stakes are entry options. It's single entry, 20 max, and then MME is basically 150 maxes. Now, it is my understanding that three maxes and below all go to single entry. So, like, see, like, this $180 contest is a max of two. It's technically not single entry, but these two maxes, three maxes, play closer to single entries than they do to 20 maxes. So the three entries and under... That is how all of these kind of work themselves out as far as like buckets. Now, keep in mind that we don't do ownership for every contest, okay? So I think this is a good example. There are three contests here that are all low stakes 20 max. There's a $1 20 max, a 25 cent 20 max, and a 10 cent 20 max. The contest that we are like primarily using here would be the highest prize pool one. So it would be the $1 20 max. Like if this were a slate or a sport that had late swap, right? If this was NBA, well, we would be pulling in the ownership from the $1 20 max. And then the ownerships in that contest would be used when we go to rebuild the live version of the low stakes 20 max bucket. So even though these other contests, the quarter jukebox and dime time, would also fall under low stakes 20 max, they aren't the representative contest. So basically more than one contest can fit a set of field lineups, but only one contest is the representative contest. And I think this is like a good example where, hey, $1 20 max would be like the marquee contest in this bucket. But then these other ones still use that because they play so similarly. So that is effectively how we created our field lineups, was this big backtesting project looking into this. We might have some information on that. Let me see if I can find it really quick on our YouTube. Okay. So if you go to the SaberSim YouTube and you go to podcasts and you go to Behind the Sims, I want to see if it's in here. This was a slider project we did. These were contest sims, contest selection. No, we don't have a Behind the Sims on the field lineups. I was hoping maybe we did, but it doesn't look like we do. So that is okay. But yeah, that is effectively how we created all these buckets. And we now better understand how players of certain salary, players of certain projection, players of certain value are rostered across all these contests. We use that information to try and build the most accurate field lineups possible. All right. Next question. How are you doing today? I'm doing great. Do you know a good site or app for college basketball DFS? So I think our partners over at Run Pure Sports do college basketball projections. You would have to check to confirm. I'm not 100% certain on that. I do know they had college basketball in the past, so it is possible that they still have it. So that would be my first stop for checking to see if there are widely available college basketball projections. All right, that was our last question at the moment. There's a lot of tennis going on right now, and I don't remember doing a tennis slate demo in the recent past. So figured it'd be a good opportunity to do one here. Now for tennis, right? Let's say, you know, you're kind of testing out tennis, playing it, and maybe it's not one of your main sports, but you're doing it because all the other sports are on break. Okay, what would I do? Well, the first thing I would always do is go back and see what type of lineups are doing good in the post-contest sims, right? So I'm going to go back to yesterday, and I'm going to just go and pull up the flagship contest. And I'm going to go over to users. I'm going to look at people who max this out, because these are going to be some of the best players in the lobby. And I am going to sort by sim ROI. Cool. So I would come in here and I would be looking at some of the top sim ROIers here. We're going to stick with Kevin Roach here. Now, what do I learn from this? Well, one, I think it's important to understand how many matches there are on the slate, right? So we're going to check that in a second here. However many matches, I think it might actually say in the slate selector, 15 matches, right? So about 30 tennis players in the player pool here. Even at 30 players, dupes don't seem to be a huge factor here. Okay, great. So dupes aren't super important. Looks like sim average score does matter. It looks like all these users are playing a pretty high average salary. So 49.8, 49.6, 49.8, 49.9. So don't really want to leave a lot of salary on the table. Want to make sure I have a strong sim average score. All these top sim ROIers are above 300, and then all these ones a little bit lower, especially at the bottom, are 277, 276, 280, right? So varying sim ROIs here, but I think sim average score matters, and making sure you're not leaving too much salary on the table. So those are my big takeaways here from yesterday. So now I come back to today's slate. Now, you can handle this a number of ways. Today, it looks like there are more matches than yesterday, so I would be less concerned about duplication. So 21 matches, that's great. Now, what I would probably do here is I wouldn't be afraid to increase my min salary a little bit. You know, I'm probably going to go up to like 48.5, increase it like 1,000, still giving the builder some wiggle room. Not to say that it's going to use a bunch of low salary, but we see that it's important. So I just kind of want to raise our floor a little bit here. And I'm just going to build 500 lineups. I'm not going to do anything with settings, rules, filters. You know, I think all these players are viable. So I'm just going to make two adjustments in the my own column. That's my preferred way to unlock the build lineups button. And I'm going to create a group real quick, and I'm going to kick off the build. All right, while that runs, I'm going to move some things around. Don't really want this. That could be good. Probably don't need this one. Definitely want that. Want that. Get rid of this guy. So this is all customization, really. Set it up however you want. This way I like to do it. Dollar exposure, not important right now. Status, maybe not the most important. Okay, so I'm going to come in here, sort by exposure. All right, so this feels pretty good. Okay, so I get into the post build here. And we were talking about salary, right? Well, I think one thing you can do is add an aggregate metric for salary. All right, hey, I want to see what is the average salary across all my lineups. Hey, it's 49.9. So we are not leaving much salary on the table. And remember, right, we only raised the minimum to 48.5. Well, even though we only raised the minimum to 48.5, SaberSim is still using a lot of salary on its own. It's saying, hey, our average here is 49,965. I can even pull this out and I could say, okay, hey, 49.9, it looks like 49.8 is the lowest here. So SaberSim is using a very high min salary without us telling it to, which is great. Average projection is nice and high, 318 here. So this looks good, right? I'm just kind of spot checking, making sure that all this kind of lines up with what I've seen is valuable. Now I would go back to some of the more underlying, more of our kind of regular things that we do, checking out our exposures. Okay, our highest exposure is 55%. That's also our highest leverage. This player is 27% owned. So we're about 2x the field. I don't mind that personally. I think that's okay. We could sort by leverage. After the 28%, it drops below 20. So we have one big leverage positive. We kind of have one big leverage negative, which would be Alcaraz here. Looks like Alcaraz is the second highest projected player on the slate. So this is why it's good to kind of check both, right? You want to check the positive. You also want to check the negative. Hey, do I want to be under the field on, or do I want to have really zero exposure to the second highest projected player on the slate, a very well-known player? If you don't have opinions, if you want to just trust SaberSim, yeah, great. Take what it gives you. If you do have some opinions, like, hey, you know, I'm okay being under, but maybe this is a little too much, right? Maybe I don't want them to be my most negative leverage. Okay, great. Come in here. Set a small minimum exposure. I'm going to set it to 10%. And then I'm going to rediversify. Now I go back to my negative leverage. Alcaraz is still negative, but now it's only negative 7. And now it's not our biggest stand on the slate. We're about half the field, a little bit more than half under. So one half the field. But maybe that makes me feel better, right? It's just managing risk to each of these individual assets. And I feel much more comfortable at that threshold. So that's definitely okay thing to do. Don't be afraid to get your hands in the mud and move things around exposure-wise. I think that's totally okay. So here, right, I start by value. We're getting exposure to these value plays, with the big one being Nakashima, which we talked about. Highest projected, a little bit under, but that's okay. Not too far under on any one of them now. And then our highest leverage is still 55%. So overall, I'm a lot happier with this. Notice when we made that adjustment to Alcaraz, our projection still stayed at 318. So that's always a good thing, is that when you make adjustments, see how it's affecting your projection. If your projection tanks or something, hey, well, we saw a projection mattered, right? So if I made a change that made my projection move from 318 to 308, like, whoa, I might want to hit the brakes there, might want to kind of slow down, maybe make a less aggressive adjustment. So those are things just to keep in mind on the aggregate metric front here. But overall, I'm pretty happy with this set of lineups. I would be prepared to save it, download it, upload it to my contests, come back the next day, see how I graded out in the post-contest sim, and then just continue to iterate, make adjustments, and go from there. So if I were playing some tennis, that is the approach I would be taking here. All right, looking here, looks like we're caught up in office hours and YouTube. No, it's still a little bit quiet with NBA about a day away, but by the time we have our next office hours on Thursday, NBA will be back. So looking forward to that myself as well. Until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.